Hey, good evening all, or good morning to those down under. Don't see Dave, so I guess I'll play Master of Ceremonies this evening. Let's see, it's TeamSpeak for October 13th, HPSDR. Name is Bill, KD5TFD. Let's see, didn't make the session last week, was off at the microwave update, and enjoyed that, saw some interesting stuff, and WW2R was presenting, or presented a pitch on what you can do with Lime SDR minis, and the banquet speaker was a guy from Australia, Rex Moncor, VK7MO, who I guess has a whole bunch of EME records and terrestrial gigahertz records, which he gave some interesting talks and had some interesting pictures of doing terrestrial EME around Australia, which was nice to see. And I guess that's it pretty much for me. Going down the list here, we've got Bob VE3GKM shown as recording. Greg ZL3IX shown, I believe, is Mike muted. Mike AA8K, who's recording and helps us out posting the recordings up to the TeamSpeak archives. And Phil VK6PH, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening all. Unfortunately, nothing to report this week apart from keeping up to date with the various emails I'm receiving. The only thing I'd like to mention is the amount of work that's going on the Thetis software. And there's a lot of information about the revisions to Thetis, the new features that people are adding, which is terrific to see, on the Apache Labs forum. And I'll post a link down there with the reference page. But some very, very nice new features, DirectX graphics being applied, and various other bits and pieces. So people are interested in following what's happening with Thetis or actually using the software themselves, then I thoroughly recommend keeping up to date and perhaps testing some of the new software. I'm afraid that's the only news up to my eyes of work at the moment. Back to you, Bill.
I see. Yeah, sort of suspected that would be the case. But, okay, that takes us to the bottom of the list there. And you see Phil's got his link posted there. And I don't know if Dave mentioned if he'd be away or not last week or not. But it was sort of neat to see the microwave stuff and ran into. It's the first time I've been to microwave update. And these guys do some interesting things at frequencies that are... No, sort of ridiculous to my mind, but oh well. But did run into Dave Robertson up there, WW2R or G4FRE, I guess he was in town and used to be on here from time to time.
Oh, very good. I'm glad you joined the film. Yes, I've met Rex on a number of occasions and been to some of his presentations, and certainly his knowledge of 10 gigs on the moon is amazing. We won the world. WA won the world record on 5.7 gigs, 5.6 gigs recently. We were able to borrow a commercial dish, which was like about 40 feet in diameter, and the signals off the moon were sort of 5.9 plus plus plus. It was quite amazing, and I think it's gonna. We did it for the celebration of the moon landing, but we can actually be able to have access to the dish again. And a lot of activity on 10 gigs locally, and a lot of interest in moon bounce. I don't know if probably Rex covered it, but on his trip around Australia, doing moon bounce from various parts of the country, he set up at the side of the road one day, and the local police turned up and asked him what he was doing.
Yeah, so I guess he was on the edge of an airport, and. There were some thoughts of the interfering with planes and things like that. And, I guess they gave him a get out of jail free card. He showed a picture of, or not quite that, but a card to give to anybody who asked him about it in the future.
Yeah, that was quite fun. But I'd always assume that moon bounce is, you know, you point the dish at the moon or the eggs at the moon, and you make sure that it's visible for you and visible for the party you're going to work. But goodness me, certainly on the frequencies that 10 gigs that Rex was working at, there's an awful lot more to it. It certainly narrows the number of days in the month where you've got moon bounce capability.
Yeah, I guess the thing he does is he does it portable, and he was well, the presentation he gave was his trip around Australia. Actually, I guess it was around Australia, and it looks like he also took a line right through the middle of Australia, and got in some really awesome pictures of some of the scenery.
Yes, no, it was very good. I really really enjoyed his presentation. Tremendous amount of detail.
No, sort of neat stuff to work with. So it, so any you're up to your eyeballs at work. Is the water still rising, or has it started to settle?
It started to settle. I've dropped down to about 70 hours a week, but it's stable there. But things are moving. It's very enjoyable, and working on some really exciting projects, which are going well. So it's an awful lot of fun. And but the hours I would normally have put in the evenings and weekends to our projects are going into the new startup company work projects. But thoroughly enjoying it, which I guess is the most important thing.
Yeah, any sort of stuff like that takes a it seems like a necessary evil to break the work-life balance equation for a little bit.
Yeah, I think it'll probably be probably for the next 6 months, I think, the way we're heading. But it's going well, and I've done a lot of startups in my time, but I really enjoy this phase of the project. It's an awful lot of work, but if everything goes okay, the rewards are there. So, but probably be the last one. I can't mind you. I said that a couple of times before.
Yeah, I'm saying that with my current project, and I'm actually starting to wonder if, well, all right, maybe we'll do one more. One of the other things I noticed, or I picked up I won a Dubas Compendium at the banquet as a door prize, and there was a Chirp article in there, which I think at one point you had seen a Chirp article in Dubas. A while back, like 2012, 2011, maybe?
Yes, yes, indeed. In fact, I contributed to that. That was by Andrew VK, I think it's 3RO, I think it was.
I'll have to go back and look, but it sounds right. It was, pretty sure it was a VK something. So, okay, so that is the one. I just found it sort of amusing that that's where I picked up, and then, you know, just flipping through it. That was the first article that Page opened to on me.
Okay, yeah, the link you gave the other week with ultra, remember, it was an ultra long range IoT device, and you probably the link. I actually followed that up, and what they're doing is using Chirp plus frequency hopping, and that's why the performance is so good. But on the website, there's a paper which explains in great detail how the process works. But so they've married frequency hopping and Chirp, which means that and it's also encrypted, but that's pretty standard nowadays. But that explains how they get the immunity to interference. Both Chirp's highly immune, and also obviously frequency hopping is as well. But the nice thing about Chirp is that you don't need highly accurate frequencies, so you don't need, you know, even when you're frequency hopping, you don't need great accuracy in terms of the frequencies, because you're looking for a delta F, not an absolute F. So that was very interesting, but very, very nice paper. And thanks very much for bringing that to my attention, Bill.
Oh, okay, I'll have to go looking for the paper. It sounds like an interesting one. I guess if you have a matched filter looking for a chirp signal, it's not all that frequency sensitive.
So yes, that's basically it. I mean, what I was doing with the beacon is I wanted to know the exact range, in which case I needed to know exactly, you know, when the chirp started, and if you were out, then the range that my display indicated would have been wrong in terms of how many, you know, miles or how many kilometers away. But if you're only interested in a sweep somewhere over a frequency range, then, and you're not interested in you know, the time between you and the device, then it doesn't really matter. So it's very long frequency critical, and you know, an interfering carrier partway in the chirp gets compressed by the ratio of the bandwidth you're working, the bandwidth you're transmitting, and the bandwidth you're decoding in. So it chirps very, 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 very resilient to interference.
I wonder what happens if you were to try and marry chirp with one of the Joe Taylor modes. And because, I mean, he just does simple tones, I believe, but does lots of error correcting and lots of integrating. I wonder if instead of the four tones, you sent four different chirps or something, what that would buy you.
Well, in the bandwidth I was using, which was about, was the same they specify, which was 2 kilohertz, then I was getting at least 10 dB better the signal to noise ratio than any of the JT modes. But anyway, it's a project that's gone. I just simply couldn't get any interest. I think somebody actually wrote to Joe. I think he's in fact sent one of my papers, but it never followed up.
Oh well, somebody will rediscover it one of these days.
I was looking at my notes. It was 2011. I can't imagine how time flies.
It was just like yesterday or something. God, I've been in Texas more than 20 years now, and it feels like yesterday. Let's see. You should be happy that, well, you should be getting summer there soon, because it has departed here with a vengeance.
Yeah, it's starting to be. It's really lovely now. It's we're getting sort of 20. We did have a 33. I think it was 32, 33 degrees last week, which was, you know, 10 degrees out of average, and then it could come back to normal, but it's running at around about the low to mid 20s, which is absolutely beautiful. And I get down to the, because I'm doing most of my work from home nowadays, so I get down to get out of the beach for a surf in the mornings, which is just fantastic at the moment.
Oh God, that startup work is really killing you, isn't it? But yeah, here it was it was 99 Fahrenheit yesterday, and it was 55 Fahrenheit today.
You're definitely heading in the wrong direction.
No, it's been warm exceptionally long this year, so it's about time to get this cool. Okay, well, I'm sure you got work to do, so I'll let you go, and I'll go off and find some dinner there and say $73.
Okay, Bill. Yep, actually working while we're talking, but that's no problem. Yeah, great to catch up, and I'll try and catch up with you on a couple of things during the week. See you then. 7-3 is all, and catch you next week.